Good morning. My name is Dan Frank. I am a new member of the Timberwood Church leadership team, and this is my faith story. I would like to start with a verse from Psalm 71:17. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. I was born in Omaha, Nebraska. My father was career Air Force, and I have six sisters. It was not until my father retired from the Air Force and we settled near my mom's family in California that we began going to church on a regular basis. When I was 14 years old, we had a revival speaker come to our church. During his message, it became clear to me that what he was saying applied to me. I was a sinner and needed salvation. I accepted Christ that day and was baptized later that year. I got very involved in youth group and working at a Christian camp during the summers. Life was good. After high school in 1970, I attended Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. I quickly realized I was not well prepared for college. And after that first year, I returned home. I did not return to Moody that next fall. I lived at home, tried several different jobs, and my faith suffered. I was having doubts about who God was and what part, if any, he should have in my life. In early 1972, a friend of mine wanted a ride to a neighboring town to talk to a Navy recruiter. As I waited for my friend to finish his meeting, I was approached by an Army recruiter. By the time my friend finished his meeting, I had enlisted in the Army and agreed to go to infantry, airborne, and ranger training. My friend decided not to join the Navy. As I prepared to go into the service, my prayers went something like this. Lord, if you really are Lord of all, you can go with me and see me through anything, wherever I'm called to go. Prove to me that you are who you say you are. God fully proved himself beyond what I had imagined. Most importantly, I learned through this experience that he was Lord of all and that he could use me to reach others in the military and elsewhere. I learned that the most effective way to reach others was to show love and compassion, not condemnation, and to offer a friendly helping hand whenever I could. One story that illustrates this involved my immediate superior after completing my training. Staff Sergeant Quaid was an alcoholic, and his drinking included his working hours. Most evenings, one of us had to drive him home due to his drinking. Staff Sergeant Quaid and I did not talk about faith a lot, but I tried to demonstrate it through my language and actions. Several months after Staff Sergeant Quaid had transferred to another unit, I got a phone call. He had accepted Christ. When a Bible salesman came to his door at home, he told me it was because of my witness that he made that decision. I learned that patient planting and watering often led to a harvest. At the midpoint of my military service, I married Annette. Our desire was to serve God through Christian camping. So after my active military service, I went back to college, thinking to go into a Christian ministry, I would need more education. Strangely enough, a parachuting accident while serving in the Army Reserves ended up getting us into camp ministry much sooner than expected. Over the next 20 years, we served three different camps associated with the Converge Conference. Each of these camps needed updating of their ministry approaches, and we were able to be part of those changes, doing much to improve programs and facilities, bringing new ideas about adventure programs. Most important of all, God was present with us through the good and the hard. Christian camping ministry was a blessing to be part of, but my workaholic nature made life very hard at times for our family, our marriage, and for my own spiritual life. We were beginning to see that we were becoming set in our ways, and maybe we were holding back needed changes at Trout Lake Camp. Leaving was hard. We had entered camp ministry with the intention to make it our life's work, but we were burnt out and needed to step away. God provided a job at Pequot Lake School and then with the Initiative Foundation. We learned that we were still in ministry. Much good was accomplished. Many challenges faced in these new arenas. I learned that God was there during this new work, and sometimes despite myself, he continued to use me. These new experiences and challenges often drove me to prayer, which God answered, though not always how I expected. Beyond these things, much happened in life, Three sons were born and raised. Our oldest son, Pete, became an Episcopalian and has since become an Anglican pastor. And we have come to love liturgy. Our youngest son, Ben, entered the Army in 2001 and served in close combat with the Ranger Regiment through four tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. We feared for his life, and we were allowed little contact when he was at war. 10 years later, Ben returned to the Army as a chaplain, and today is again in leadership at Trout Lake Camp. Our middle son, Phil, left the area and at one point was completely out of contact with us for 6 months. After he returned home, he had a potentially deadly brain cancer, which, praise God, he survived. Our parents and our dear sister of Annette's died, causing much grief in our life. In all these things, God has provided and walked with us in sorrow, hope, and joy. He has provided all we need and more. He has answered my prayer. He has brought me through everything he has called me to. And he has shown me that he is Lord of all. Thank you for being partners with us here at Timberwood over these last 17 years. In closing, I would like to share Psalm 73:26. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever.